something to say?
Follow us on Twitter
at TNT Radio Empire
and tweet back. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Yes, you are. Thank you, by the way.
Scrolling through my Facebook feed. This guy did not tag us or anything in this, but it just says, it's from Andrew. Using talk to text while listening to Todd and Tyler is just a recipe for disaster.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it hears everything.
It does hear everything. You can download the podcast at TNTRadioEmpire.com. Alexa plays a show.
Was on this date in 1861. You might remember where you were when Kansas became the 34th state of the Union.
Welcome in, Kansas.
What year?
61.
1861.
That's the beginning of the war, too.
Yeah, but they were on the good guys' side.
Yeah, they were. Mm-hmm. They were Union.
Wonder a big fight with some Missourians.
Missouri. Yeah, there's a big, yeah. That's why they used to call that rivalry, right? The Missouri,
yeah,
when
the
Kansas
War.
Played Missouri in football. When they called, what is that called?
The War Between the States.
It wasn't so much a Civil War, it was a reference, but there was a reference.
The Border War?
Yeah, I think it might have been. I don't know.
That's a hell of a time to decide to join the Union.
Yeah.
They're all fighting. Like, yeah, let's get in on that.
Sad news here, and we have to report this because we certainly report the other side.
Yeah, it's the Border War.
Yep.
We report the other side, so you know it's incumbent on us to report on this side as well. A paper published in the Journal of the American College of Cardiology says that
it's bad for your heart.
Weed.
Oh,
potentially they are looking at
how much weed.
A link. They're just looking at a link. Nothing has been actually proven, but they are looking at a link between cardiovascular risks and marijuana use, including heart failure, coronary heart disease, maybe a heart attack.
Well, we know there's a link between alcohol and heart attacks and all that stuff, so yes.
They say there is very little research, thanks to weed being a Schedule I substance.
Well, Susie jumped off a roof, if you read Rickett's blog.
But they think that marijuana use has been associated with some cardiovascular conditions.
Well, Ricketts is not going to cite, medical sources.
Nah.
He settles on anecdotal evidence.
Right. I heard.
Yeah. Now, they haven't necessarily been able to differentiate between the health effects of marijuana by delivery method, whether it's just smoking or ingestion or even topical application that is the worst for you. It is assumed that smoking is the worst.
Well, because of your lungs, yeah.
Yeah, that would stand a reason.
And I did learn this. While the active ingredients of the cannabis plant, are different from those of the tobacco plant, each of them, both the cannabis and the tobacco plant, produces about 4,000 chemicals when smoked, and these are largely identical. Now, weed does not have nicotine. So that's not an identical part, but, you know, a lot of the other stuff is, the bad stuff. Oh.
I know you guys like...
I thought it was a little more natural.
That you like the ritual and you like the fact that you know how much dope you're smoking when you smoke it compared to eating it. But wouldn't you get rid of all that hassle if you just ate it only?
I don't know.
I mean, would that can't be as bad for your lungs just eating it only? Cause
well,
it's not
for your lungs, no. Right. Right. But who knows about everything
else? Yeah, everything else might be go to hell.
Right.
I mean, anything that gives you a buzz is going to hurt you a little bit, don't you think? There's nothing been out there ever that gives you a buzz that is good for you. Straight up good for you.
I don't know. Spinning around in a circle.
Yeah, even then, you might fall down and hit your head.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, does that really count as a buzz?
No, I don't know.
No, you if you're five, maybe. Right. If you're at a minor league baseball game.
Freaking dizzy. Dizzy is not a buzz
no.
to me.
Well, no.
Really? What? No. What?
Sometimes it certainly
doesn't
last.
There's not one drug that gives you a buzz, drug or alcohol, that gives you a buzz that is not, it's good for you. Do all you want.
Well, same with any medicine.
I know.
There's no medicine that doesn't have some sort of side
right,
effect.
Right, right.
It might not be a drastic one, but it has some sort of side effect.
Mattel, the company behind Barbie dolls, said in a statement that they want to showcase a multi-dimensional view of beauty and fashion through some new additions to their Barbie Fashionistas line.
They get the Lizzo Barbie yet?
Kinda.
Yeah. Probably cost more, right?
I don't know about that.
Using more rubber.
It requires more plastic.
So Mattel has now released some new designs.
Hey, I'm just saying it's going to cost more.
They've released
more
some new
rubber
designs
in that ass.
For the Mattel Barbie Fashionistas line, including a doll with no hair.
The plus size Barbie?
No.
The Husky Barbie?
No, that's for the dudes. Husky Ken. They've had the Husky Ken.
There weren't any Husky Girl clothes?
I don't think there was. That was a brand name for kids' pants.
Butch Barbie?
What's bald Barbie? You mean bald on her head?
Yeah.
Okay, because there have always been bald Barbies, from I remember.
Yeah, but that's just thanks to you.
Yeah. Well, my sister.
They didn't make them that way. No, this one, they're actually making that
way. My
sister's
got them for Christmas, right. And I got them naked.
Yeah, the Barbies. Talking, he's not right.
Barbies.
About their hair.
The Barbies.
Do they have transgendered Barbies? Heads would explode.
Well, there's never been a penis on Ken either. So,
no. Well, if you pop
a little mound, yeah, he is.
There's always been a smoothie on these guys.
You could make your own trans Barbie. You just pop Ken's head off and pop Barbie's head off and swap them.
Exactly. He's right. You know? He's right.
That's what Puss's room was like.
No sisters. Didn't have any of those in the house.
You didn't need sisters. But
didn't have any of those in the
Nick
house.
Nick with his first puss joke. He'd get a little comfortable over here in the big room, isn't
right,
he?
Yeah.
Yeah. He finally, because he's always bonded with puss, because puss, you know, oh, how am I doing, puss? How am I doing? And now he's in this room 3 weeks, bang, right
out. I can't see him flip me off.
You can't see him flip you off, nothing.
There we go.
When you turn around, you can.
Yeah, I usually get the finger when I walk in, though, so it's like a preemptive.
Yeah, but that's just a high. Yeah.
That's just a greeting. Yeah. Ask anybody in the hallway.
Now we know what happened in Puss's room.
So some of the new designs they released include the doll with no hair and one with the skin condition vitiligo.
I get that that's cool because everybody's all different walks of life and looks differently, but how many vitiligo Barbies are they going to sell?
Mattel said that a prototype of the vitiligo Barbie that debuted on the Barbie Instagram page last year became its most liked post ever.
That's probably one of those they sell online only.
Yeah, you're right.
You're not going to ship out 100,000 of those to stores to just let them sit there.
Yeah.
About the Barbie with no hair, the company said, if a girl is experiencing hair loss for any reason, she can see herself reflected in the line.
Yeah. Breast cancer Barbie.
Right.
It doesn't have to be breast.
Right. Yeah. It wasn't just G.I. Joe pulling her hair out.
Barbie likes it rough.
Yeah.
How about psoriasis? They make a Barbie with psoriasis.
Acne. I don't know about that.
Yeah. Acne Barbie.
Pimple Barbie.
Yeah, last year, veins. A doll with a prosthetic leg and another with a wheelchair joined the Fashionistas range.
Once again, those legs pull off anyway, so you can just yank that bear right off.
Other dolls in the 019 Fashionistas line, we miss these, offered a variety of appearances, including braided hair texture and more realistic body types, which include smaller bust, less defined waist, and more defined arms.
Do they have...
They have fire plug Barbie.
Do they just have... You know, if they want realistic body shapes, can you get... Is there any just... They're just it's just overweight Barbie. And when her clothes are off, she looks like a...
She's got a belly.
I don't know, but Barbie Fashionistas line now has more than 170... as they call them, diverse dolls.
And by the way, ladies, Ken should be fat and nasty looking, too.
Yeah.
Because that's how most guys are.
B-cup Ken.
Yeah. Right. B-cup Ken, big belly Ken.
Prototypes, or can you buy these now?
No ass Ken.
You can apparently buy these. It's part of the Barbie Fashionistas line.
Right. Yeah.
Bald Ken.
Curious to see how they'd sell.
A lot of ladies look like birds. Are they going to make one that looks like a bird?
Yeah.
Beak face Barbie?
Yep.
I hadn't thought of that one.
Yeah.
Comes in a nest.
Yep.
Here's a bad idea for you.
I just think you did the bad idea.
Oh, no. They get worse.
I think that was just a bad idea. They get a Lego Barbie to
well,
me.
Well, that's
like,
Mattel.
I get it.
Mattel wouldn't make these things if Mattel did not do their research and figure out that there was some sort of good to them to come to them as a company from doing it.
We all have daughters. Daughters shouldn't be subject to, this is the perfect image of all women. I
and
get
certainly
that.
Certainly not the old Barbie
The
image.
Old Barbies, exactly. They were unattainable. That look is unattainable.
But are they happy on their birthday when they opened up Goiter Barbie?
No, they aren't.
Don't you want a doll that looks pretty?
Yeah.
I mean, what's wrong with that?
You don't want a goiter Barbie.
No.
Because that's an old person's thing anyway, so Barbie's not going to have a goiter.
Right.
I do like the term.
Grandma,
though.
What's a goiter?
Nobody wants a goiter Barbie. They want to be a pretty Barbie. Oh, she's pretty. No, she's not. She's got a goiter. I bet you people like send them back. There's something wrong with that. No, that's how we make them.
Yep.
Right. Our Barbie had a big lump on its neck. Nah, that's goiter Barbie. Enjoy that.
You got to take her to Dr. Barbie.
Yeah. It's possible that they go too far with these extra Barbies.
I think so, too. I do understand different body types and obviously different races. Yes, all that. I don't get vitiligo, goiter, or...
Because young girls have vitiligo.
Don't
have goiters. Know about the goiter thing.
I don't think so. Google goiter. What's the age of goiter shows up on your neck?
Yeah, you know, I don't know.
Google that, puss. Where can how early can a goiter show up on your neck? Cause I worked in a nursing home, and they all had them. And they were all old.
It's like a badge of honor in the nursing home, isn't it? You can't hang out. You don't have a goiter.
So what's this is a bad idea you said also coming up, right?
Yeah. A British scientist.
Barbie with gout.
Yeah, gout Barbie.
Goiter is more common after age 40.
Oh, okay. Well, Barbie's younger than 40.
Yeah, she is.
You don't want to scare some girl. This is you at 40, honey.
Right. One British scientist is developing a patch to help vegans and vegetarians fight their meat cravings.
This is like a nicotine patch, except it infuses meat into your system.
Well, it can't infuse meat into your system because then you would not be a vegan or vegetarian.
You slap a steak on your arm.
And I'm glad to say that.
Just to suck in the meat through your... You're right. I'm just weaning myself off the meat.
It's an adhesive bouillon cube.
It's stupid. If you're having that much trouble giving up meat, just don't do it then.
No. This is not to infuse meat into your system.
Well, geez. That's what the patch does. The nicotine patch that I'm thinking of.
This is a different patch. This is a scratch and sniffer. In partnership with vegan frozen food brand Strong Roots,
no meat, you know?
Oxford University researcher Charles Spence created the world's first meat patch. The patch is a scratch and sniff sticker, which releases the smell of fried bacon. Now, Mr. Spence specializes in experimental psychology, says that studies show that scents can help reduce food cravings. The company is testing the product in a few British towns right now. They hope to make the meat patch more available, more widely available in
the
future.
Meat patch Barbie. Meat patch Barbie, pretty cool.
Yeah.
Let me get a whiff of your meat patch.
I don't get that because if you love something, you don't want to smell it. So that's what I'm trying to, you know.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, right. It'd be like an alcoholic meeting. You walk in and we're going to everybody a patch that smells like your favorite liquor.
Well, often? I mean, you don't walk into the kitchen and there's somebody's baking cookies and you just take a big sniff and go, no, I'm good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
See, I don't know why the meat patch would work, but, you know, he's from Oxford. We're not.
And he is a researcher.
Yep, he's got us on both of those.
That sounds like a little moron.
In experimental psychology.
Like moron. Our buddy Joe would go have some fun at the meat patch.
Right.
Like the pumpkin patch.
Right.
Let's go to the meat patch.
I know that's what he was hoping for.
Want to go to the meat patch?
Sounds like a place that Nick would go up in Bogey.
Yeah. Go through the meat maze at the meat patch. That'd be great, yeah.
Hit the ATM at the meat patch, huh?
And a Texas man is recovering after the removal of a tapeworm from his head.
Ew.
The man went into the hospital after fainting at a soccer game. He told doctors he'd been experiencing severe headaches for months. They gave him an MRI. They figured that the gentleman had a tapeworm inside his brain. So surgeons operated on the gentleman to remove the worm, and he said his headaches have since stopped. They figure the man contracted the tapeworm by eating undercooked pork in Mexico more than a decade ago.
You have a headache today. Wow. You have a headache today. It's a tapeworm.
I have a headache now.
His sister also had a tapeworm removed from her brain a few years ago.
Cook your bacon, kids.
Can you imagine the horror on those doctors' faces when that MRI came up on the screen? He's got a tapeworm in his brain.
For 10 years at least, right?
Yeah.
Tapeworm Barbie coming to a store near you. I got the goiter.
I mean, I know, Todd, you said you knew something was wrong when the MRI people, you could watch their face.
Yeah.
Can you imagine this guy seeing their faces? Yeah. And they just go, wah!
Worm in your head for 10 years. You have a headache today, that's probably what it is. Get that checked.
Definitely.
Podcast, TNTRadioEmpire.com. Follow us on Twitter at TNTRadioEmpire. See you in the morning.
Thanks.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.